I see a lot of things in America that troubles me. I see a country that is saying it's all right to let minority groups come along and tell us that we got to take religious plaques out of our courthouses. They say that there's a minority group that's going through the country, and there's 2,600 religious plaques in different public buildings in America, and their goal is to see that they're all stomped out and taken out somewhere in the near future. We turn on our television sets, and anybody that chooses to can take God's name in vain. They can curse God right on primetime television anymore. They can curse God, and they can literally take profanity of his name. Nobody's doing anything to try to stop that. I ask the question today, where are the Christians? Where are the Christians? Amen. Karen Peck written a song some time back, said, you know, is there a Christian in the house? Amen. And I simply ask the question today, is there a Christian in the nation that's got enough stamina to declare, amen, that God is God and we are not going to allow the devil to take away our religious freedom? Amen. I like what Jeff Steele said a couple years back. Amen. He come out with some songs, and he come out with the release of a CD, and he was going to take America back. Amen. Well, Jeff Steele cannot do it by himself. The Steeles do a great job, but they cannot do it by themselves. They must have you and I standing up. Amen. In America today, the religious order has become, to most people, that begging crowd that's either selling a donut, selling some rummage, amen, offering you a quarter's worth of candy for $2, amen, and literally the image of the church is so far down the tubes, as old saying goes, amen, that most people, amen, as a whole, they think the religious people and the church is just a big laugh, amen. How did we get there, amen? We got there by playing church, amen, by putting men in the pulpit that don't have the stamina to preach what thus says the Spirit of the Lord, amen. God has told us, amen, by the Word. He's told us how this thing is going to take place, amen. He's told us what's going to clean up the church, amen. But what's happened, amen, sad to say, what's happened is that the church, amen, has become, amen, more and more, amen, worldly, amen, and then to get the people in. I know for a fact there are organizations that made decisions. Well, we've got to allow social drinking if we're going to reach the masses of the people, because a lot of people believe it's all right to socially drink, so we're going to allow it so we can reach the masses. Amen. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to reach the masses by compromising. Amen. God will not anoint anything by his word, but I tell you something, if you stand on his words, amen, I tell you something today, amen, the gates of hell cannot prevail, amen, against God and his word. Amen. And we need to stand firm on the promises of the word of God. God said, declare a full counsel to my people. Amen. Tell them the truth. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we've got a generation that thinks it's all right, amen, for two men to get married and two women to get married. Amen. Amen. The courts, yes, I believe the judges are wrong. I believe the courts are wrong and all this is wrong. But I'm going to tell you how we got there. We got there because too many preachers failed to preach the word. Amen. We got there because too many moms and pops failed to teach their kids. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It didn't happen this last week. Amen. It started, amen. I've told this before and I'll tell it again. Amen. It started many, many years ago. The devil seen that he had an opportunity to mix up the sex. Amen. So they dressed all the little Johnnies up the same, all the little Marys the same. They cut their hair the same. Amen. You know, and they float them together. Now then, we've seen an age. We've seen this crowd, amen, that growed up. Amen. dressed the same, amen, hair cut the same. They made them everything the same, everything equal to them, amen. Now they've grown up and they don't have the common sense to know that God did not make a woman for a woman or a man for a man, amen. He made Eve for Adam, amen. And God has never changed this book. He's never repealed that. He's never, amen, put an amendment to it, amen. Glory to God, amen. But we've got a world, amen. We've got a world, amen, that thinks it's all right, amen, to have same-sex marriage, amen. And it makes you sick to see the debate by the news commentaries, amen, and the news reporters and throughout America. It makes you sick, amen. Amen. We've heard that garbage, amen. We've heard that garbage. So, amen, God must be sick of it, amen. I'm telling you, America, we better wake up. I'm telling you, America, we better come to our senses. For that's what God's destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for. Amen. And he will be no respecter of persons. I'm going to tell you, AIDS was a warning from God. Amen. To straighten up. Amen. And there's not going to be too many more warnings. Amen. I'm going to tell you, when those planes flew into those towers up there, we may have some sad preachers that don't have enough backbone to live by what they preach, and they compromise and apologize for it later. But I can't apologize for AIDS, and I can't apologize for them towers coming down. I'm telling you, those are warnings from God for America. But what do we do? Amen. What do we do right on the turn of those things, right on the doorstep in the turn of those things? We say, all right, we'll take down the Ten Commandments. We'll cast them down and move them out. We will not allow, amen. We will not allow religious plaques to be in public places, amen. I'm telling you, God's keeping the score. God's watching what's going on in America today. And I'm telling you, my friend, amen, listen to me. Listen to my message. And you may not like my style. You may not like my attitude. But I'm going to tell you something. You better like the Word of God, because the Word of God's what's going to cast through. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. What did we do? Amen. We put liberal judges in there, amen, that don't have enough sense to know what God, amen. And I'm going to tell you, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out that this country was founded on God. Our Constitution was founded on God. We come to America so we can worship God and have freedom of religion. And now today we've turned around and we've ignored everything that our forefathers and our founders, amen, of this country built it on. Amen. Little we've took God out of it, amen. And I'm going to tell you something. We're going to go to battle and we're going to be like the crowd down at Ai. Amen. The Bible said when they got there, there was sin in the camp. And when they got there, amen, they ran like cowards in the face of the enemy. Amen. I'm telling you, we strut around and tell people we are the only superpower left. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we're a superpower because we've had God on our side. We're a superpower because we've had favor with God. But if we lose that favor with God, I'm going to tell you, we'll get whipped just like those people did in Ai. The Bible said they run like cowards. Amen. I'm going to tell you, when the man of God got himself down, he got his face down before God and began to pray and asking God what's wrong. And God began to reveal to him that there was sin in the camp. I tell you something, America, you can't marry the same sex and hold clean hands before God. You can't take prayer out of school and have clean hands before God. You can't abort and kill millions of babies and have clean hands before God. Amen. I'm telling you, my friend, you can't take the Ten Commandments and every religious statement down out of our public buildings all throughout America and have the favor of God. I'm telling you something. If you want the favor of God, we've got to go back to the landmarks. We've got to clean up, amen, our churches. We got to clean up our pulpits. Amen. We got to clean up our homes. Amen. And we got to put the morals and the values back where they belong. And then we can have the favor of God. We've got to have it individually before we can have it collectively. We've got to have it on our churches before we can have it on our government. We've got to have the favor of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We need to seek the face of God and cry aloud in Smyrna. Amen. Lift up our voice like a trumpet and warn the people. Amen. There's a price to pay for sin. The soul that sinners shall die. God's never repealed it. God's never changed his mind. God's never, not one time, ever repealed it. Amen. The soul that sinneth shall die. Amen. Glory to God. Man, when he goes back into his sins, amen, when man revolves back into his sinful nature, the Bible said once he's warned of God, amen, he heed not that warning. That same man will die in his sins. Amen. But I tell you, my friend, amen, if we, amen, we hear by the authority of God, amen, we understand, amen, by his word and the power of his word, amen. He said, amen, in Ephesians the 5th chapter in verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water, amen, by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing, but as should be holy, amen, and without blemish. Amen. That's what God declares his church needs to be, and amen. It's going to come about by the preaching, amen, the preaching of the word, amen. Glory to God, amen. Hear by the word of God, amen. We find these words recorded, amen, in Acts the 20th chapter, amen. Paul states these words, amen, for I have not shunned to declare unto you, amen, all the counsel of God. Amen. All the counsel of God. Preach the book. Preach the book. Amen. But so many preachers are afraid they'll offend somebody. I'm going to tell you something. If I offend you, amen, I'm sorry if I offend you in the natural. If you got on a red dress and I shake your hand at the door and I say, oh, I don't like red. It's an awful color dress. And I offend you with my words, amen. I need to, amen, beg forgiveness of you and God. But if I preach the word to you and tell you that the soul of the sinner shall die, amen, I cannot apologize for that. Amen. If I tell you, amen, if I tell you by the word of God, those, amen, amen, those that are the same sex that try to come together in a marriage reunion, amen, hell is going to be hot for the sinner, amen. I can't apologize for that, amen. I tell you, these Supreme Court judges and these justices, amen, that have said, take these plaques down, take the religion out of this country, take God out of it, amen. They will die in their sins, amen. Glory to God, amen. Trace it down and watch, amen. I'm telling you, God keeps score and God keeps record, amen. I'm telling you, my friend, amen, we need a revival, amen, that sweeps through this land. We need a revival that touches the hearts of men and women, amen. Glory to God. We need to hold fast. The word of God said in Hebrews, amen, Paul, amen, as he declared, amen, in the 4th chapter, amen, in verse 14, seeing that then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, amen, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast to our, amen, professions, amen, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, amen, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. This man Jesus has went before us. This man Jesus is a high priest that has, after the order of Melchizedek, amen, has been lifted up to the right hand side of the Father and sets way, man, there to evermore make intercession for you and I. Amen. He tells us that we need to hold fast, amen, to our professions. Amen. That which we have professed Christ, that which we have declared Christ, that which we have acknowledged Christ, we have been buried with him, amen, and risen, amen, with his resurrection, amen. That's what water represents. Water represents going down as a sinner, amen, going down as he went down in his death, amen, and his burial, amen, and coming forth, amen, as we bring a person up out of the water. It represents bringing them forth, amen, in the newness of life. They have been made new by Christ Jesus, amen. Jesus, amen. amen, according to the word of God, when we accept him in our heart and our soul and our mind, we become born again by the Spirit of God. And God moves within our heart and our soul. Amen. And as we become born again, we become a new creature. Amen. That word seed, the Bible said, amen, this thing is a, amen, is a seed. Amen. It's a word seed. Amen. And when you hear the message of Jesus Christ today on your automobile radio or at your home or job, wherever you may be, as you hear the message of the cross, as you hear the message of Jesus Christ, you decide what you're going to do with it. Amen. You decide whether you're going to believe it or you're going to reject it. Amen. But he said, as many came unto his own received him not. But as many as to receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even unto those that believed upon his name. I believe today. And through that believing, amen, back in, amen, May the 14th, 1959, through believing, amen, through believing, amen, it caused a transformation to take place in my heart and my life, amen, as a young man. It caused the message that I believed in Jesus Christ. When that word seed went into my spirit, it birthed in me a brand new creation, amen. Now the old Adam nature, amen, it wanted to cuss and it wanted to do all the things of the world, amen. But when that new creation was birthed in me, it was after, amen, the nature of God, amen. It had the similarities, amen, and the characteristics, amen, that was of a God man, amen. And here this man Jesus lived in this world, amen, walked in this world, amen. And the Bible said he sinned not, amen. He was able to endure the cross, the suffering and the shame, amen. Neither was gall found in his mouth. This was one, amen, that he, amen, he stood righteous and holy, amen. And he proved to you and I that, amen, he could live above sin, proving to you and I that through his spirit, through his grace, that we can live a life, amen, that is not bowed to sin, amen. But what has happened, people have said they've made doctrines that make it all right to sin. They made it doctrines that says, man, you know, man's just a mess of goof-ups, is going to sin all day long every day, but God's made an exception for that, amen. I'm going to tell you, the Bible said, whosoever nameth the name of the Lord, let him depart from his sins. God didn't save us in of our sins. He saved us out of our sins. Amen. He saved us to walk upright and holy before God. He saved us to come clean with God. He saved us, amen, to live a life, amen, that bears forth, amen, the meat of repentance, that proves to the world, amen, that we're a changed creature. Amen. Bible said, little children, wish that you sin not, but if you do, you have an advocate with the Father. Yes, God acknowledges man will fail, but God also, amen, acknowledges by his word that we have that mediator, we have that advocate, we have that one, that high priest that's ascended to the right hand side of the Father, there forevermore to make intercessions for you and I. Amen. Man will be without excuse at judgment. The Bible said, amen, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Amen. God tells us that every man, every woman is going to be brought into subjection, amen, to that judgment of God. Amen. Every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. Amen. Amen. It'll happen just like the word said. No matter how much they do to stop down the word, no matter how much they do to take the word, amen, to take the word, amen, out of public schools or take it out of our courthouses, amen, you'll never stomp out the cross. You'll never stomp out the blood. Amen. The cups, amen, written that song, you'll never outrun the blood. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You'll never stomp it out and you'll never outrun it, because that blood is still able to cleanse the vilest sinner. Every man, woman, boy, or girl that calls upon the name of God, amen, that calls upon that name of Jesus, that blood is still flowing from Calvary's fountain. That blood that pierced, amen. They watched that movie, The Passion, amen. And they, a lot of people, you know, has been greatly touched, amen, because they said they didn't realize what our Lord went through, amen. But I'm going to tell you something. He went through a death beyond any death, amen. Why? Because he loved you and I, amen. And he was the propitiation, the price paid for sin. He was, amen, Abraham, amen. He was Abraham's lamb. Abraham, that which Isaac said Daddy the Father would. But where is the sacrifice? He is that lamb that from the foundation of the world, amen, that was prepared that he might die, that you and I might live, amen. And we need to rise up in this country, amen. And we need to take America back, amen. We need to take America back, amen. But let me tell you something. So many people are compromisers, amen. They're compromisers. If the American people would get prayed through at an altar of God, they wouldn't let the devil run over them, amen. We would protest, listen, we would protest against these unrighteous leaders, amen, until the point they would have to either move over or do what's right. I'm telling you, my friend, we need God back in our schools. We need God back in our nation, amen. But the most place of all, we need God back in our churches, amen. We need God back in our hearts, amen. We need, amen, till, amen, when the message is preached, amen, till it pricks us in our heart, till it touches us in our heart, that we fall down upon our knees and cry out, oh God, have mercy on me. Have God have mercy on this land. God have mercy on a people, amen, that is so far removed from God that we're allowing these things to happen in this country, amen. That we allow the devil to take control. Amen. The Bible said the little foxes are what spoils the vines. Amen. See, the devil is easing himself in. He take away a right today. He'll take away another one tomorrow. And he'll take away a greater one next week. Amen. But what we got to do is we got to get on fire for God, church. Amen. Amen. We've got to take a stand for God, because if you don't take a stand for God, you'll fall for anything. Amen. Glory to God. We need to take a stand for God. Amen. And say, all right, no more, devil. No more. Amen. I'm going to tell you, when the power of God, amen, it moves, amen, God, amen, is still supreme, amen. I'm telling you, amen, he's going to bring everything into judgment, amen. And the Bible said if this thing first began, if this thing first started at the house of God, where's the ungodly and the sinner going to appear, amen? It's time to come home. It's time to come home, sinner. Backslider, it's time to come home. Let's make an altar, amen. I'm burdening my spirit. I'm heavy-hearted this morning, amen. Because I see the need for a revival in our city. I see the need for a revival in our nation, our state, amen. I see a need for a revival. Let it break out. Let it break out here today, amen. Let a revival break out in your heart, amen. It's got to start individually, amen. If we ever hope to see anything accomplished collectively, we're going to have to individually, amen, come back to God, amen. Let's go back to God in full force, amen. Amen. If you waver from God, let's renew with him today, amen. Let's take America back for God, amen. And let's take our souls back for God, amen. Say, devil, amen. Devil, you wired in my soul long enough. Devil, you crow and troll my soul long enough. But today, I'm going back to God, amen. I'm going to God. Maybe the first time you ever come to God. Amen. You say, preacher, what I have to do to be saved? The Bible said, acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Confess your sins and acknowledge him. Believe that he is the only begotten Son of God. Amen. And accept what he did for you in Calvary, that God, amen, has raised him from the dead. And he has, as we preached in this broadcast today, he is that high priest. Amen. He is that high priest that sits on the right-hand side of the Father. Amen. Oh, my, he'll save you. Amen. He'll, with arms wide open, amen, he'll pardon you. Amen. You got to just come running. Make yourself an altar. If you can't find a church to run into, amen, amen, come in the radio station right here, amen. This message is coming live this morning to you from the radio station at WHHB right on Virginia Street, amen, right here in Hillsville, Virginia, in Carroll County, amen. Amen. If you don't have nowhere else, amen, to make an altar, amen, come get out of your car and come, amen, kneel right here, amen. If where this broadcast is originating from, and ask God, amen, to move in your life and say, God, I want to do it your way. God, I want to be a part, amen, of the solution. I don't want to be a part of the problem. There's a solution for this thing in America, amen. And we can be a part of the solution, or we can be a part of the problem, amen. If you're just riding along saying somebody else, let somebody else take care, let somebody else have responsibility, my friend, I want to say to you this morning, amen, you are a part of the problem. Amen. Why don't you switch sides this morning, amen, and become a part of the solution, amen. The solution is to get on fire for God. The solution is to pray and seek the face of God till God rains the glory and the power of God down from heaven. Amen.